The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all, this white woman, Alice Sebo, randomly picks a black man off the streets as the man that raped her. He does 16 years before the story is proved to be false and his conviction overturned. And all Alice Sebold has to say is,
I'm sorry.
I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need.
Alice Sebold wrote a book, Lovely Bones. It was turned into a movie with Mark Wahlberg, her son. Never seen it, never will. But she was 18 in college at upstate New York in Syracuse in 1981 when she was in the park. There, as a freshman, she was raped. Months later, she says she was walking down the street and came face to face with the man who raped her. The man approached her and he said, "Don't I know you from somewhere?" And she was frozen with fright. He was arrested, and she took the stand and ID'd him as her rapist. Now, there was a big-time director in Hollywood that was doing a movie, Lucky, based on the memoir of Alice Sebold's rape. But he said that the trial transcript in her book didn't quite add up, and he had questions. So after doing some investigating, came to find out she was big cap. She eventually issued an apology. It sounded like this.
I am so sorry. Most of all, for the fact the life you could have led was unjustly robbed of you. And I know that no apology can change what happened to you, and it never will.
If you don't shut up. Anthony Broadwater received $5.5 million from the state of New York last year. It's crazy, because even after he was arrested, she picked a totally different man in the police lineup, but Broadwater was still taking the trial. He got released in 1999, but still had to register as a sex offender until the conviction was vacated in November of 2021. He got his M's last year in 2023. Now, how the hell does she just get to ride off into the sunset walking her puppy down the streets? just living life. How is it not a law yet that if you allege someone raped you and that person gets time and it comes out that without a shadow of a doubt that you lied, why don't you get the same exact time that that person got or would have gotten? This man, Anthony Broadwater, now 62 years old, was falsely incarcerated for 16 years in 1982. And now, 42 years later, he's just getting paid for it. He's only free because Alice Siebold's book didn't match the court transcripts and a Hollywood producer was doing his due diligence before making it into a movie. How many innocent men are incarcerated and have been incarcerated for years behind false accusations and allegations that won't be fortunate enough to have their lying-ass accusers write a book to be eventually researched for a potential film? Huh? How many? The reality is, I don't know. And maybe you don't either.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.